Climate change is having a growing effect on sea life, and there are a few places in the world where that's more obvious than North Carolina, which has an unusually diverse collection of aquatic species. Jay Price went to the coast to talk with scientists tracking the trend and with fishermen whose livelihoods are threatened.
North Carolina's warming waters have triggered an unpredictable game of musical chairs for marine species in recent years, with some heading north for cooler water, some showing up for the first time, and still others getting more common, including one species we might wish would leave.
So we're using a 300-yard long line. So yeah, we're basically deploying 24-hook long line out, soaking bait. Used to have 50, but, you know, sharks eat the hooks.
And they're big hooks. Charles Bangley of the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center studies the bull shark. It's one of the most dangerous species for humans and has been blamed for many recent attacks in North Carolina. Bull sharks are large, aggressive, and often swim close to the beach. And they like to give birth in warm water, which Bangley thinks is the reason that the number of juveniles caught in North Carolina's Pamlico Sound has jumped sharply.
We've looked at a couple different analyses trying to see what kind of environmental factors they're associating with. There's a little bit going on with salinity, but it seems like the signal that lights up a lot is temperature.
Bangley says the average temperature of the Pamlico appears to have climbed as much as 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit since 1972. On this night, the team doesn't catch any of the juvenile bull sharks it's looking for. Once that would have been normal. Only 9 juveniles had been caught on the Pamlico between 1965 and 2011. But since then, at least 80 have been caught. On July 27th, state researchers pulled in 7, and they could see 30 to 40 swimming around.
We are at the northernmost range for southern species and the southernmost range for northern species. So climate change at the boundaries will show the most impact.
Sarah Mirabilio is a researcher and fisheries extension specialist with North Carolina Sea Grant. She works closely with commercial and recreational fishermen. She says major warm and cold currents that meet near Cape Hatteras are a big reason so much is going on with the state's marine life. The Labrador Current comes down from the Arctic, and the Gulf Stream flows up from the Gulf of Mexico.
So it's very complex in North Carolina. We have a huge range of species, unlike other states.
In many ways, climate change is unfolding as the slowest of slow-motion disasters. But fish can move fast when spurred by relatively small changes in water temperature. And lately, they've moved so quickly that fisheries regulations may be lagging. And tensions are rising between commercial fishermen based where fish used to be and those where fish have moved to.
Looking at tool bag that's on the galley table.
Mike Ireland and his crew could be enjoying a rare mid-shrimp season day off from trawling, but instead they're working on his 99-foot vessel, the Sharon Nicole, which is docked behind a fish wholesaler in Hoboken community just off the Pamlico Sound. They're repairing one of the massive powered winches that haul in their nets. This one is especially crucial because it reels in the small net they drag to locate fish.
This is probably the most important tool on the boat. With this little sample net, you can pinpoint exactly where they're at.
Where they're at, the question that dominates any fisherman's life. And more the answer is, not where they used to be. Like many North Carolina fishermen, Ireland pursues different species up and down the Atlantic coast as the seasons change.
The sea bass fishery, they have migrated to some extent to the north. We were catching sea bass as far down as Norfolk Canyon for 20 years. And now we're having to go up off the New Jersey coast to catch sea bass.
Black sea bass have long been an important winter catch for North Carolina trawlers, including Ireland's. They've been getting a lot of attention lately because they've expanded their range north and are being found in greater numbers off New England. That's excited fishermen there because other species they've traditionally relied on, like cod, yellowtail, and lobster, have become scarce in some places or themselves moved north.
The northern states, they're hurting right now. Their boats are, you know, trying to target whatever species that the government will allow them to target.
And they want to catch more of the black sea bass that North Carolina fishermen now have the rights to. Fishermen here have one of the biggest quotas for the fish, but politicians and fishermen in the Northeast want larger shares for their states. This month, the officials who manage U.S. fisheries north of Cape Hatteras are expected to discuss whether to start the lengthy process that could lead to that. If the quota is cut, profits could vanish for fishermen here as they have in New England, and the misery could move south as the fish move north.
I am really scared because New York has their senators behind it. Rhode Island, Massachusetts have their senators behind it. And I have said all along, if we really don't get to pushing back a little bit, I am truly afraid we are going to lose this fishery.
And North Carolina doesn't have any fish moving in that would be a good replacement. Scientists at East Carolina University, UNC Chapel Hill, and elsewhere have been developing models of how the various parts of an ecosystem are likely to respond to changes like warming waters. That could help predict not just where a fish that needs warmer water might move, but where one that doesn't would go if its food source responds to temperature changes. But Mirabilio, the fisheries extension specialist, says such sophisticated models haven't been seriously incorporated into fishing regulations yet.
So I'm seeing a lot of science that's starting to document the changes. Now what? What do we do in light of this?
Her job includes doing research in collaboration with fishermen and helping them deal with the long list of challenges they face. Now, she says, climate change is piling on one more problem for them. And if fishing regulations can't keep pace with things like where the fish are and how healthy the population is, that adds to their burden.
It's hard for them to think beyond 3 to 5 years of whether they're even going to be in business. They don't want to talk about 10 years from now. Because they don't even know how they're going to feed their family 1 year from now.
Many commercial fishermen are conservative and don't like to use the phrase climate change. But Mike Ireland, the fisherman in Hoboken, is an advisor to a federal group that manages fisheries, and he knows what the data says. Not that he needs scientists to tell him what's going on.
In my 35 to 40 years of going in the ocean, to the best of my knowledge, I have seen about a 2-degree change in the water. Well, 2 degrees sounds so minimal. 2 degrees to a human being out in the environment, okay, it's 78 today, tomorrow it's 80. You wouldn't even notice it. But to fish, I can only assume that that 2 degrees is so crucial.
Crucial to the sea bass, sharks, and to fishermen. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.